Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still in the miracle working business, beloved. Well, as I was getting ready to continue the message on this broadcast, I was sort of stopped short and just sensing in the Spirit that I needed to pray for those who are listening. Some are really battling a spirit of heaviness. And have you ever noticed, you know, that we've got a very sly and clever foe. He knows mankind. He's been around a long, long time. And you, I'm speaking now to those you love the Lord. He is your life. You want to serve Him. You want to please Him. But have you found, I mean, I've certainly found in my own life, you're going along fine, and all of a sudden, there's just sort of a cloud like a fog over your head. You don't have clarity of thought, and you're just sort of downcast in your spirit, and you can't even put your finger on it. You know, David described that in the Old Testament. There were times he felt down and he didn't really have an answer for it. You remember the Psalms? He says, "Why art thou downcast, O my soul? Why art thou troubled within me?" He said, "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the health of my countenance and my God." He's very subtle. It's just a little bit at a time. And so I want to pray for you. But before I do, I want to read those immortal words from the prophet Isaiah, because this is Jesus began His ministry when He opened up the book of the prophet Isaiah. He read these words, which hairlipped the devil, but he said, "This day are these words fulfilled in your ears." What were those words? Let me read what the prophet Isaiah said in chapter 61. And Jesus quoted these words. They are, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord..." Think of Jesus speaking these words. He's saying that to us today. "The Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." Anyone's brokenhearted up there, that's what Jesus came to do. "To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And He didn't speak this last phrase, but this is a phrase that is coming: "The day of vengeance of our God." Oh, body of Christ, saints of the Lord, hear what He came to do: to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them, not only to those who don't know Jesus, to those who are suffering and sick in the world, but to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Oh, beloved, there's so many mourning in Zion today. Many that try to be brave Christians, they may have a smile on their face, but they're hurting inside. They're going through terrible times. I know from the letters coming in, my heart just breaks. Sometimes I just break down and cry for some of the battles that God's people are going through. And there's an anger in my spirit. And I said, "Lord, Your word says," and I call out for deliverance. I call out for the body of Christ, those, my radio audience, those who are listening. Some of you've never written, but I still pray for you and for my faithful UCM partners. God wants to give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. The ashes, the mourning, the spirit of heaviness all come from the devil. "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them," these are the words of Jesus, "beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." Why? That God could be glorified, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He, the Lord, might be glorified. And then it goes on. When they have this anointing of this oil of joy on them, they will build the old ways. They'll raise up the former desolations. They'll repair the waste cities and the desolations of many generations. This is talking not just of physically, but of the work of the enemy that God has done through the generations, the lack of vision, the lack of understanding, the perfect understanding of why Jesus came. Oh, beloved, I'm going to pray for you right now. Join, even if you may be in a place of victory right now, pray for brothers and sisters that are not. Father, we come to you right now, and Father, I pray for those who are listening. And Father, I rebuke that spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. Satan, in the name of the Lord of hosts, the King of kings, we command you to go now in Jesus' name. I rebuke that spirit of heaviness. Father, I ask you to remove it. We cast it off. We refuse it. Lord, we utilize that shield of faith. We take the sword of the Spirit, the very word of God spoken eons ago by the prophet Isaiah, that Jesus has come to give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And right now, Father, I rebuke that spirit of heaviness, and I thank you, Lord, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that it shall go now in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon your people, Father, that you will move in circumstances, in situations, but Lord, we will trust you that you are going to do this work. But even as the prophet Habakkuk, he knew that his strength was in the Lord. So Father, we command deliverance for Zion. Father, we thank you that as we decree a thing, it shall be established unto us. Father, we believe the word of the Lord, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, this day I anoint you. I lift you up into the very presence of God, that you will experience the presence and the anointing of God anew and afresh. For it is my anointing. It is the presence of the Lord that will destroy every yoke of bondage, that will remove every hindrance, that will remove clouds of darkness and oppression that would cover you, and you shall bask in the sunlight of the Lord. You are the light of the world. The enemy would try to cause your light to be blanketed, to be covered over, as it were, with a bushel. But that is not my will for you. I release you in the spirit of liberty and freedom, that you shall go forth praising me. You shall have a confidence that nothing on earth, no circumstances shall be able to shake. And you shall be able to rejoice in your God with a faith that cannot be moved. You shall praise me. You shall trust me, and you shall see the deliverance of the Lord your God, says the Most High. Praise God. Father, we receive that right now. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. You're setting your people free. All those who are mourning, God, you're going to give them joy. Father, we thank you for the peace of God, a peace that passes all understanding. Lord, that very peace is our witness. Hallelujah. Father, I think of that scripture in Revelations, I think it's the 12th chapter. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And our testimony is, Lord, that we trust you, that you are our high tower, you are our refuge, you are our deliverer. Father, I thank you right now for that peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise God. All right, well, let's go back to the word of God. And though many in the world are wringing their hands and walking around with a long face, the true believer in God has a joyful heart. Habakkuk said, yet all these things were going on. He dreaded the things that God said were going to happen. But he said, yet, in spite of all that, I will rejoice. And looking to a New Testament counterpart, I'm thinking of Paul. Remember, at one point he said, at one time, they despaired even of life. Remember the shipwreck? Oh my goodness. Everybody there was 230 some souls. They were convinced they went against the counsel of Paul, and the captain, the shipmaster, went on, and they were in a perilous situation, even despairing of life, yet God appeared to Paul and let him know, spoke to Paul that if they would stay in the ship, they would be saved. And they were. They were shipwrecked near Malta, but everyone got aboard safe, got ashore safe, and God fulfilled his word. And so Paul had a confidence. He said in Romans 8:37, regardless, he said, nay, no, in today's language, in all these things, beloved, what are you facing? In all the things you face, you, I'm going to put you instead of we, you are more than a conqueror through him that loved you. Be persuaded, beloved, as Paul, he said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, that's the future, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And so, beloved, we can say, as Habakkuk, I will joy in the God of my salvation. What's the secret of abiding joy? We were going to look at what are the elements. Well, the object of our joy is the Lord. And of course, this joy implies knowledge. You can't rejoice in the Lord unless you know him. And we cannot fully rejoice in the Lord until we have found in him that which satisfies every desire of the human heart. And beloved, sometimes even Christians, we look for it at other places, in relationships, in material possessions, in fulfillment of the things of the flesh, but only in God can we find ultimate and supreme satisfaction. He gives us good gifts to enjoy, but he alone is the object of our joy. Praise God. Well, there's yet more to cover, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. We're heard Monday and Friday on this station at the same time. And if you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, Unveil Christ. Click on the broadcast, unveilchrist.com or .org, and you can click there and hear the broadcast at any time at your convenience. Share your prayer requests, your needs. I look forward to receiving your letter. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.